previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
Hello, brother.
Damon, he killed Zach. He killed Tanner. He turned Vicky. I have to kill him.
No, you can't do that.
You were right to stay away from me.
What is that?
Very important, Crystal.
It belonged to one of the most powerful witches of our family, Emily Bennett.
I want my crystal back.
Bonnie has it.
Get it from her.
Be giving that back to anybody.
In a classroom.
Today we're going to talk about shadow reckoning. This is a method of measuring heights by the sun's shadow. Let's say, for example, that we're going to measure the distance of the shadow. We're going to take this measurement here, measure the length, and we're going to multiply that by the height of the source. Building height can also be measured using a clinometer, which we're going to make in class tomorrow. I've already given you the handout, but I want to remind you.
As the lesson continues, gorgeous brunette Bonnie looks around in her seat as something or someone passes by the open door. Nobody else seems to notice as Bonnie gets up and leaves the classroom. She spots the person wandering by again, this time at the end of the corridor.
Hello?
She rounds a row of lockers and finds a girl in a bonnet and an old school dress. The girl, who looks just like Bonnie, glances up, then nips away through an open doorway. Frowning, Bonnie follows the girl. Her frown deepens as she finds herself in a woody grove. She spots the girl standing by a weathered gravestone. The girl turns and walks away through the trees. Bonnie follows her, passing more gravestones. The girl approaches the ruins of a stone building, then stands amongst them looking up at the highest wall. She turns suddenly to look at Bonnie.
Please help me.
Who are you?
I'm Emily. You know that. We're family.
Where am I?
This is where it started. And this is where it has to end.
This isn't real.
She turns. Emily's there.
Help me.
What is similar about these two methods is that the right triangles help give us an accurate measurement.
What are you looking at?
You have to
turn around.
From a distance that creates a 45-degree angle between the position and the...
Spotting Emily in the classroom, Bonnie wakes suddenly in the woody graveyard. The Vampire Diaries.
Have you even talked to Bonnie?
No.
I'm mad at her. She needs to make the first move.
Be the bigger person.
Impossible in her presence.
Why are you so pissed at her anyway?
She's a thief, that's why. I gave her my necklace, and she refuses to give it back. It's a matter of principle.
All right. Well, I tried. I'm officially out of it.
Good. Your turn. Where's Stefan? Have you talked to him?
He's avoiding me.
Why?
It's complicated. I'll see you later.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Matt passes but doesn't stop to talk to pretty blonde Caroline. Wearing a peeved look, she watches him go. Slinky brunette Elena enters a classroom with a frown, then sits at her desk.
Good morning, everyone.
Emily enters in a fluster.
Alrighty.
Elena turns to Emily and mouths, "Are you okay?" Emily shrugs. Elena faces the blackboard.
And... Alaric Saltzman. It's a mouthful, I know. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. Saltzman is of German origins. My family immigrated here in 1755 to Texas. I, however, was born and raised in Boston. Now, the name Alaric belongs to a very dead great-grandfather I'll never be able to thank enough. You'll probably want to pronounce it Alaric, but it's Alaric, okay? So you can call me Rick. I'm your new history teacher.
Rise and shine. You'll be late for school.
What are you doing?
Peace offering. Come on, you need it for blood circulation. Does dead flesh good.
All right, sorry. Step aside, please.
I got the town off our back. It was for the greater good, but I'm sorry. And prove it, I'm not gonna feed on a human for at least a week. I'll adopt the Stefan diet, only nothing but feathers.
Because I realize that killing your closest and oldest friend is beyond evil, and yet somehow it's worthy of humor.
Are you mimicking me?
Yes, Stefan. Now that the secret society of vampire haters is off our back, I can go back to my routine of how can I destroy Stefan's life this week?
And I can go back to sulking and Elena longing and forehead brooding. This is fun. I like this.
And I will finally reveal the ulterior motive behind my evil and diabolical return to Mystic Falls.
Yeah, I'm done. That's just like you, Damon. Always have to have the last word.
And then I ended up at the remains of Old Fells Church before I woke up back in the woods.
And you always see your ancestor, Emily. Huh. Do you believe in ghosts?
2 weeks ago, I'd say no, but now...
I think I'm being haunted.
I don't get it. Why Emily?
Graham said she was a powerful witch back in the Civil War days and that this medallion was hers, a witch's talisman.
And it all started when you got the necklace.
I think she's using it to communicate with me.
Okay, what does Graham say about it?
I can't call her. She's gonna tell me to embrace it. I don't want to embrace it. I want it to stop.
Rick eats a sandwich in the classroom.
Hey, Mr. Saltzman, I'm Jeremy Gilbert. You want to see me?
Rick beckons him into the classroom.
You know that your old teacher had a jackass file? No joke. It's typed on a label. It has all the troublemakers in it. But really, it's just an opus to you.
He holds up the file, then stands.
Don't worry about it. I'm not him. Clean slate. Now, let's talk about grades.
I know, it's been a rough couple months, but I've been trying to turn them around.
Yeah, I saw that. But the problem is we're halfway through a semester and half a fail is still pretty bleak. This is the part where you say to me, what can I do to change that? Well, I'm glad you asked. How do you feel about extra credit?
Yeah, totally, whatever.
Good, write me a paper then.
Okay, about what?
History. Pick a topic, keep it local. No Wikipedia regurgita. These old towns have a lot of rich history, so just get your hands dirty, make it sing, and you're back on track. Deal?
Yeah, deal.
They shake hands.
That's a cool ring.
Oh, thanks. It was my father's. A little garish, but family. You know. You've got a week.
Hunky Matt passes Caroline outside the school entrance.
Hey.
Hey. What is that?
He turns.
What is what?
The hay. That's twice. That is two hays. Do you have any other words in your vocabulary?
What's wrong with hay?
It reeks of awkward subtext. You spent the night in my bed. There was cuddling, and then you snuck out before dawn so you wouldn't have to face me, which I must say is a total lame guy move that I did not appreciate. And now with the haze? Seriously? I mean, I may have been some pathetic, insecure mess after the party, but do not mistake that for me being a pushover, because I do not let guys mess with my head anymore.
I heard your mom in the morning, and I didn't want to get you in trouble, so I went out the window.
You went out the window? Well, another lame guy move.
Your mom's the sheriff, and as for the haze, I'm pretty sure it's what I've said to you every day since the first grade.
Oh.
Trying to read something into it? Lame girl move.
She looks a bit sheepish as he walks off. Elena comes outside and finds the brooding Stefan perched on a picnic table. She heads over.
Hi.
You weren't in class. I was worried.
Yeah, I got your messages and sorry I didn't get back to you, but what I want to say shouldn't be said over the phone.
A simple, I didn't kill my brother text would have sufficed.
I didn't kill my brother. As much as he deserved it, he has you to thank for that.
So what did you want to tell me?
I won't be coming to school anymore. I'm going to back off and keep my distance. It's the right thing to do.
Back off from school or from me?
He averts his gaze momentarily.
Thank you for telling me.
It's better this way.
Yep, I got it.
You're angry. It's good.
be easier if you hate me.
Bonnie bumps into a smirking Damon as she heads through the schoolyard.
Okay, it's your last chance.
I'm gonna scream.
Oh, no, don't do that. Let's stay on point.
Listen, I want my necklace.
You can't have it.
Well, I can't take it, but you can give it to me. I'm trying to help you here.
I don't want your help.
See, you do want my help, and you don't even know it. You know why, you little witch? Because you've stumbled into something you need to stumble out of.
Just leave me alone, or I'll swear.
No, don't. No threats.
Look, A, you hurt me last time. B, I wish you no harm. Believe it or not, Bonnie, I want to protect you. Let me help you get Emily off your back.
How do you know about her?
I know a lot of things, but I know more about that crystal than you do. And I know that she's using it to creep inside of you.
See how scared you are? And you should be. Because I will get that crystal even if I have to wait for Emily to give it to me herself. So, next time she comes out to play, you tell her that a deal's a deal.
He opens her car door and she gets in.
He's bad news, Elena. He really scared me.
You need to stay as far away from Damon as possible.
I'm trying. He just keeps showing up.
I don't want you to be alone. You're sleeping at my place tonight. We can make a whole night out of it.
Bonnie frowns, then looks at her necklace. She pulls the car over.
Whoa.
Bonnie jumps out.
Where are you going?
She rips the necklace off and slings it into the countryside. She heads back to the car and gets in.
Are you okay? Now I am. All my problems were because of that thing. Can't believe I didn't do that sooner.
What's your Grams gonna say?
Grams isn't the one being haunted by a 150-year-old ghost, is she?
Okay, then.
Rick eats alone.
I like a man who can dine alone. Quiet strength.
I thought you were still in that whole Logan depression thing.
Oh, I've sworn off men forever. But it doesn't mean I can't observe them from a safe distance.
Well, I can introduce you.
Jenna shakes her head. Elena, who's with Bonnie, opens her front door to Stefan.
Hey. Thanks for coming. I wouldn't have called if it wasn't important.
I know that.
On the porch.
He threatened her, Stefan.
What would Damon want with Bonnie?
She has this necklace. Caroline got it from Damon, and she gave it to Bonnie, and now Damon wants it back. He's tormenting her.
Over a necklace?
It's not just any necklace. It has to do with Bonnie's heritage. It's belonged to one of her ancestors who lived here during the Civil War.
She gawps at Stefan.
When you and Damon lived here?
Her name was Emily. She was Catherine's handmaid and a witch.
You know?
He nods.
About Bonnie?
The first night that you invited me over for dinner, I made the connection.
And now Damon knows, and for some reason he wants that necklace.
What does it look like?
It's an antique iron setting with
it's an amber crystal. I know it. It belonged to Catherine. Emily gave it to her, which means it...
What?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. Let me talk to Damon.
Will he tell you?
I'll get it out of him.
In the restaurant, Jeremy sits across from pretty Jenna.
Have you picked a topic?
No, not yet. It's got to be local and non-internet research, so...
Oh, well, that's easy. You got all your dad's stuff.
What stuff?
How the Gilberts came over on the Mayflower stuff. All that family lineage from way back. Your dad really loved all that family history stuff. It's all boxed up in the closet.
He looks at her a bit shocked. Rick struts over.
Mr. Saltzman.
Jeremy, what's up, man?
This is my Aunt Jenna.
Alaric Saltzman, it's nice to meet you.
Jeremy was just telling me about his paper. Thanks for giving him another chance.
Oh, you know, it was my first day. I wanted to make a good impression.
Jenna smiles. Jeremy frowns.
So, Stefan.
At the bar.
You know, I've been thinking. I think we should start over. Give this brother thing another chance. We used to do it oh so well once upon a time.
I don't, Damon. I can't trust you to be a nice guy. You kill everybody and you're so mean. You're so mean.
You're really hard to imitate, and then I have to go to that lesser place.
Can I get a coffee, please?
So what's with the bottle? I'm on edge. Crash dying. I'm trying to keep a low profile.
Mm. You could always just leave, find a new town to turn into your own personal gas and sip.
I'll manage.
Thanks.
You know, you don't have to keep an eye on me.
I'm not here to keep an eye on you.
So why are you here?
Why not?
Stefan heads off. Caroline helps Elena unload some shopping in her kitchen. Bonnie comes in and looks a bit sheepish. Elena gives Caroline a frown. She turns to Bonnie.
I'm sorry. There, I said it. If you want the ugly-ass necklace, keep it. It's yours. Will you hate me if I tell you I threw it away?
You threw it away?
I know it sounds crazy, but the necklace was giving me nightmares. I had to get rid of it.
You could have just given it back to me.
Why? So you could give it back to Damon?
Screw Damon. Are we doing manicures or what? Who has their kit?
Mine's in my bag.
So, Elena, how long do you think this fight with Stefan's gonna last? Is it, like, a permanent thing?
I don't know, Caroline.
Why are you such a little liar, Bonnie?
What? Caroline?
She's found the necklace. She holds it up by the chain. Elena stares at the swinging pendant and frowns. Bonnie frowns as well.
I'm not lying to you, Caroline, I swear.
It's true. I watched her throw it into a field.
Well, then explain it.
Emily?
Who's Emily?
The ghost.
Oh, the ghost has a name now?
Caroline, please.
I wonder why she won't leave me alone.
Okay, what is going on? Why am I not a part of this conversation? You guys do this to me all the time.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I can't talk to you. You don't listen.
That's not true.
I'm a witch.
And don't we all know it? See? That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you something. You don't even hear it. I listen. When do I not listen?
At the restaurant.
Jeremy totally ditched me.
Where'd he go?
Home. It's not far. You can walk it.
So are you from here, or are you a townie?
I'm a returnee. Left town for a while, now I'm back.
Why'd you leave?
School. And then there's the real reason.
Okay.
I was wronged. A guy named Logan.
What do you do?
Basics. Lied, cheated, lured me back in, left me again. Your turn. Any sad relationship stories?
The basics. I fell in love, married young, wife died.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's always a good conversation stopper.
What happened?
Well, you, me, and the North Carolina Police Department are all wondering the same thing. It's what's known as a cold case.
So why'd you move here?
Oh, change of pace, new scenery. I like it here. It's got a rich history.
Lucky shot.
More like a carefully honed skill over many decades.
You're beating me.
Well, yeah, because I'm better than you.
I'm on to you. Reverse psychology? I mean, it's a little transparent, but I admire the effort.
You prefer the brooding forehead?
Seriously, what game do you think you're playing?
That's a funny question, considering the fact that I have been asking you that for months. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Touché.
They were playing darts together. At Elena's, Caroline finds Bonnie looking glum.
Bonnie? Look, it's just not me. Okay, I don't believe in the woo-woo. But if you do, then okay, I'm in. That's all it takes for me to jump on board, because I consider you to be my best friend. And I'm saying this knowing that Elena's in the kitchen listening to my every word. Look, I didn't know how real this was for you. But I'm listening now.
She holds the necklace out in her hand. Bonnie takes it.
Okay. Elena, you can come in now. We're done.
Elena comes in with a smile.
Well, there is just way too much drama in this room. So what do you guys want to do? I have an idea. Why don't we have a seance?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Come on! Now let's summon some spirits. This Emily chick has some serious explaining to do.
They sit in a darkened room holding hands around some candles.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Shh. Be quiet and concentrate. Okay, close your eyes. Okay, now take a deep breath. Bonnie, Calder,
Emily, you there?
Really? Emily, you there? That's all you got? Come on.
Fine. Jeez. Emily, I call on you. I know you have a message. I'm here to listen.
The candles flare.
Did that just...
Yeah, that just happened.
Caroline shivers.
It's just the air conditioning.
Ask her to show you a sign. Ask her. Emily, if you're among us, show us another sign.
They stare at the candles as they burn brightly.
See, it's not working.
The window behind Bonnie flies open.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm done.
She throws down the necklace.
Get the light. Please, get the light.
Hold on.
Hold on, I got it. You guys, the necklace, it's gone.
They stare at the candles, then glower at each other with fixed frowns.
What are we doing here?
Bonding. Catch.
Football field at night, Stefan throws Damon the ball. He throws it back.
Go on. Give it a try.
Don't forget who taught you how to play this game.
They play one-on-one using their superhuman speed. Damon knocks Stefan to the ground.
Oh, that hurts. Oh,
downside of my diet. Getting hit actually hurts a little bit.
Oh.
I'm impressed, Stefan. Fun with booze and darts, sentimental with football, and now...
Starry night.
He sits up and looks down at his brother.
What do you want, Stefan?
Stefan sits up next to him.
It wasn't real, Damon. Our love for Catherine. She compelled us. We didn't have a choice. It took me years to sort that out, to truly understand what she did to us.
Oh, no, Stefan. We are not taking that on tonight.
Damon gets up and starts to walk away.
What do you want with Catherine's crystal?
How do you know about that?
Come on. You knew Elena would tell me?
How'd you know it was Catherine's? Emily gave it to her on her last night. I was with her, and you weren't.
I was the last one to see her, Damon.
Damon offers a steely look.
Now, what do you want with Catherine's crystal?
Damon blinks and cocks his head.
She didn't tell you?
We had other things on our mind.
Suddenly, they're face to face.
I could rip your heart out and not think twice about it.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Damon pats Stefan's shoulder.
I have a bigger surprise, Stefan.
He heads off, then turns around.
I'm gonna bring her back.
In the bedroom at Elena's.
Okay, fun's over, Caroline. You made a point, and I get it. Now give it back.
What? Well, I didn't take it. What? What happened?
I don't know. Nothing. Jeremy, are you home?
Elena checks the door. She spotted someone going past it. Bonnie spots something in the shadows in the bathroom and steps slowly towards it.
Guys?
They both follow Bonnie towards the bathroom. As she picks up the necklace, the door shuts on Bonnie.
Bonnie? Bonnie! Bonnie! What's going on? Bonnie! What's happening?
The lights stop flickering. The door opens. Bonnie is inside, with her head held in her hands.
What happened? Are you okay?
Bonnie looks up at them with a level gaze.
I'm fine. Unbelievable. You were totally faking it.
Caroline, come on.
No, you scared the hell out of me.
Caroline stomps off.
Bonnie? I'm fine. Everything's fine.
As she leaves the bathroom, the reflection in the mirror, which Elena can't see, shows Bonnie as Emily in her old-fashioned clothes.
How can you bring Catherine back?
Before Catherine and the others were killed in the church, do you remember what it was like in this town?
I remember the fear and the hysteria. The
townspeople were killing vampires one by one. When they came for Catherine, I went straight to Emily. I said, I'll do anything. Name your price. Just protect her. She did.
How?
She did some kind of spell with the crystal. And while the church was burning and we thought Catherine was burning in it, she wasn't.
But I saw her go inside.
There's a tomb underneath the church. The spell sealed Catherine in that tomb, protecting her.
Are you telling me that Catherine's alive?
Well, that's what you want to call it. She's been trapped in a mystical holding cell for the last century and a half, but you're an expert on starving a vampire, so how do you think she's doing, Steph? Did you know that witches can use celestial events to draw energy into their magic? Me either. But in order to give the crystal its power, Emily used a comet that was passing overhead. And in order for that crystal to work again,
a comet had to return.
Downside. Long time in between comets. And a couple of hiccups along the way with the crystal, but the comet passed, and I got the crystal. And then Caroline got the crystal, and now Bonnie has the crystal. And here we are.
Why would she do this for you?
Because she knew they were gonna come for her too. And she made me promise that her lineage would survive.
I remember. You saved her children.
Yeah, it's the only thing keeping me from ripping that little Bonnie girl's throat out to get my crystal back. Oh well, deal's a deal. So, you wanna go throw some more?
At Elena's.
I can't believe I fell for it.
Are you okay?
I must go. She's leaving, I'm leaving.
You guys can't leave.
Oh, I can. I've had enough freaky big witch stuff for one night. Thank you for having me. I'll take it from here.
Where are you going?
Back to where it all began.
Bonnie?
Oh my God.
Emily!
I won't let him have it. It must be destroyed.
Emily runs out.
Wait!
Elena tries the front door, but it's locked.
What's happening? I don't know the door. It's not...
The door swings open, and Jeremy wanders past the hysterical girls.
I'm out of here.
Caroline runs off. Elena grabs her phone.
What's wrong?
It's Bonnie.
What happened?
Emily is possessing her.
She said something.
What did she say?
She said, I won't let him have it. It must be destroyed. And then she just left.
Okay, where do you think she went?
I don't know. Falls Church.
By the old cemetery. That's where she took Bonnie in her dreams.
We have to help her, Stefan.
All right, just stay there. I'm gonna go find her.
From some distance, Damon eavesdropped the conversation. He meets Emily at the ruined church.
Hello, Emily. You look different.
I won't let you do it.
We had a deal.
Things are different now. I need to protect my family.
I protected your family. You owe me.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're about to be a lot more than that.
He zooms towards her. She forces him backwards, and he's impaled on a tree branch. In the kitchen at home, Jeremy puts some boxes down and takes out a photo album.
You're so wrong. I'm much more pathetic.
Oh, no. I've got you beat. I have pathetic down to a science.
No, we haven't even covered high school. Braces, a cup.
Glasses, skin condition.
As Jenna goes in, Rick eyes the doorway in front of him.
You can, You know what? I'm not gonna invite you in. Jeremy.
Oh, some other time then. Have a good night, Jenna.
She smiles to herself as he walks away. Heading into the kitchen.
Oh, wow, you found the boxes.
I found this, too.
a photo.
That's just cruel.
No, cruel is dating my history teacher.
I'm not dating him yet.
As she heads past him, Jeremy takes a battered-looking diary out of the box. The Journal of Jonathan Gilbert. Jeremy leafs through it. In the woods around the ruined church, Stefan arrives to help Damon off the tree branch.
That hurts. This is why I feel people.
Emily has a stick.
Stefan.
Hello, Emily?
These people don't deserve this. They should never have to know such evil.
What do you mean, evil?
Emily, I swear to God, I'll make you regret this.
I won't let you unleash them into this world.
Them?
What part of the story did you leave out, Damon?
What does it matter?
Emily, tell me what you did.
To save her, I had to save them.
You saved everyone in the church?
With one comes all.
I don't care about them. I just want Catherine.
I know I shouldn't believe the single word that comes out of your mouth. This isn't about love, is it? This is about revenge.
The two aren't mutually exclusive.
Damon, you can't do this.
Why not? They killed 27 people, and they called it a war battle. They deserve whatever they get.
27 vampires, Damon. They were vampires. You can't just bring them back.
This town deserves this.
You're blaming innocent people for something that happened 145 years ago.
There is nothing innocent about these people. And don't think for a second it won't happen again. They already know too much, and they'll burn your little grand witch right next to us when they find out. Trust me.
Things are different now.
Don't do this.
I can't free them. I won't.
No.
Incendia!
No!
Emily has scraped a pentangle amongst the ruins. Flames leap from the outline and surround her. She holds up the necklace amongst them.
No, 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 please.
Bonnie!
No!
As Stefan grabs the approaching Elena, Emily lobs the necklace in the air. It explodes, showering sparks. Damon glares. The flames extinguish, leaving smoke. Damon charges Emily and bites her neck. Stefan zooms over and drags him away. Emily collapses with blood all over her neck. Her eyes are closed.
She's alive, but barely. I can save her.
As Elena looks at Damon in disgust, Stefan bites his own wrist and opens Emily's mouth, forcing her to drink the blood. She comes to and chokes a bit, then her neck wound heals itself.
Her neck. It's healing.
Emily falls unconscious again. At home, Caroline sits down on her bed with a heavy-looking book. Matt creeps up behind her from the shadows. She spins around.
Hey!
What are you doing here?
Your window was open. I thought you should know.
Not funny.
Look, earlier today I lied.
About?
About being in bed with you. We cuddled and it creeped me out.
It creeped you out? Did you just come over here to insult me, or what? Because it's been a really long night.
No, it's just that I don't like you. I never have, but it was nice.
What?
Being in bed with you, it felt nice. And so I was thinking about it, and I thought that I should tell you I stayed the night because you were all sad and alone, and I felt bad for you.
Well, thank you, because I love being a charity case. You can leave now.
No, because I know. With Vicky gone and my mom off with Pete, whoever, it's just me. So I know.
She faces Matt, who looks genuine. She seems to see this in his eyes. Damon sits staring through the trees in the woods around the ruined church. Stefan paces around in the darkness.
Catherine never compelled me. I knew everything, every step of the way.
Stefan stands frowning down at his brother.
It's real for me. I'll leave now.
standing by Elena's 4x4.
I don't understand, Elena, what happened to me. He attacked me and his face was like...
How do you feel? Are you okay?
Fine, it's just his blood. I don't...
She looks up as Stefan approaches.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
What's going on, Elena? I'll explain everything, Bonnie, okay? Let's just get out of here.
Stefan nods at her.
Bonnie, look at me. Trust me. He's not going to hurt you. Come on.
Elena helps Bonnie into the 4x4, then shuts the door and faces Stefan.
Is she in danger of becoming...
No, she has to die with my blood in her system. So keep an eye on her tonight and make sure that nothing happens. And once it leaves her system, she'll be fine.
I'm gonna tell her the truth.
You sure?
I can trust her. I need someone to know, someone to talk to. I can't live in secret.
Shouldn't have to.
He nods sadly.
You saved her life. I'm sorry, Stefan. I thought that I couldn't be with you, but I can. You don't have to push me away. I can do this.
Elena takes Stefan's hands.
I can't. I have to leave, Elena. Too many people have died. Too much has happened.
What? No. I know you think you're protecting me, but...
I have to. Coming home is... was a mistake. I can't be a part of your life anymore.
Don't go, Stefan. Please. You don't have to. This is your home. Just please don't go.
He kisses the back of her hand and strokes her face.
Goodbye, Elena.
You're just gonna walk away? Don't walk away, Stefan.
He walks away.
Stefan!
In silhouette, he carries on through the trees without looking back. Elena covers her mouth with her hand. At home, Jenna's cleaning her kitchen. She finds the photo of her and Logan. She studies the photo for a moment, then folds it in half and rips it up. At Caroline's, Matt grins as Caroline brings a whole bunch of crisps, biscuits, sweets and drinks into the bedroom. They settle down on the bed. She offers Matt a cookie. Damon sits on a fallen tree in the woods with a baleful glare fixed on his face. Stefan has a book in his hands at home. He gets up and paces around the bedroom. Come back when you can. You've done nothing at all. He angrily throws the book across the room onto the bed, then furtively rubs his hair with his hands. Elena and Bonnie sob together in a bedroom, then hug each other wrapped in blankets. Jenna puts a box down in the kitchen, then opens the front door.
Hello, Jenna.
Logan.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
He offers a creepy smile. ITFC audio description.
And we're loving the fantasy tip this Friday night, so if you stay there, The Matrix Revolutions is on in just a sec.